concert pianist Andre Watts was in Nebraska this week, not at the Lead Center in Lincoln or the Orpheum Theater in Omaha, but in a renovated church in Brownville for a benefit concert. Nina Galen has the story.
In 1894, a young Willa Cather wrote of the abandoned Brownville Episcopal Church, "The ruin and neglect of the place is pitiful. It has been more marred than the other churches in town because it possessed beauty, originality, and had something to lose. Today, after a century of moves, additions, deletions, abandonments, and a devastating fire in 1991, the restored church is a concert hall which seats 150 persons. The year-round Brownville concert series, now in its fifth season, was the brainchild of program director Jim Keene, who relates that in the first year, the best of the local Nebraska talent was tapped.
That worked so well, and we got such good response from business and individuals in the community as far as making donations to sponsor the concerts that we felt that we dared go beyond the Nebraska community and bring in the best of jazz, the best of opera, the best of classical music, chamber music, vocal music, popular and cabaret. We've recently added country music to our series.
Keene says the driving force behind the concert series has been to bring a dimension of life to the country that normally does not exist there. But what entices big-name artists to tiny Brownville?
I think the motivation behind the artists is that they're very interested and a little bit amazed at what we're doing. They enjoy performing here. It's a very intimate hall. When they come, they have a good time here in southeast Nebraska. They kind of smell the roses, as it were. And many of them are friends of ours.
The future of the Brownville concert series, Keene says, is to continue with the same high quality of artists.
This is our fifth year. You will see there have been some pretty amazing names who've performed in this hall. People like the Empire Brass, for example, Andre Watts, obviously Angelina Rayo, to name three that come quickly to mind. Margaret Whiting is coming later this year in a cabaret performance, which is going to be a highlight, I think, in a very exciting time.
President of the Brownville Fine Arts Association, Bill Jamison, says not just locals attend the concerts.
We get a motley crew. We get several locals that attend. We get a fair amount of people that drive down from Omaha and Lincoln. Some came up from St. Joe, Kansas City. A lot of our jazz artists come out of Kansas City area, and a lot of people know those. So we draw from the whole area.
And the tickets are affordable.
Oh, this is ridiculously priced. I always tell people, a few years ago, the Empire Brass played here, and they played a full 2.5 hour concert, full 2.5 hours, and at that time you would have paid $8.
Today, with ticket sales amounting to about 45% of the money needed to run the series, the price of a ticket is $10. Donations and volunteers account for the rest. Only the artists are paid. This week, Andre Watts, the world-class concert pianist, traveled to the tiny concert hall to give a benefit performance. Rest easy, Willa Cather. Whatever beauty and originality was lost has been found. For Nebraska Public Radio, I'm Nina Galen.
Nebraska Nightly is a production of the Nebraska Public Radio Network. Keith Ludden and Carolyn Johnson are associate producers. Dave Hughes directs our show, and Ralph Sanchez is the audio engineer tonight. I'm Nancy Finken, producer.